Hey, human beings, survivors of narcissist, whatever, syndrome, abuse. Is it almost 3 years into this awareness for me? Thank goodness, thank God, thank you guys. Everyone who wrote the stuff on the internet. The friggin' rabbit hole. No, but I'm grateful. Okay. And as I was reading it 3 years ago, or learning about it, no way is this gonna happen to me. Not whining and not being a victim. And I'm sick of people saying, get over it. And what are you, a victim? Well, whatever I am. Homeless, husbandless, lame, so walkless, painless, painful. And the government sucks. Department of Health and Human Services, probably all over the United States. Whatever. For sure, Oregon. Well, maybe not. Let's go for sure, Coos County. Which, you know, the narcissist, one of his titles was Mr. DHS Man. But right now, I have some good friends I've known for 40 plus years. Oh, and I hear footsteps. And her father definitely is. Narcissist, I don't know. I'm not going to do label covert or overt. Seems like both. And she, who's at therapy right now, who I've known since I was not very young, was like almost suicidal. Well, I was out doing the isolation thing because of my malignant. Tried to, that's psycho. She had a breakdown, and I tried to change her story in my head at the hotel the other day. But then I remembered, it's the number one thing survivors do. Or forget the pun there. No, not the survivors. People that are living through it. There's abuse. I mean, suicide. Excuse me. Suicide. And then if, thank God she didn't do that, but if they don't, someone doesn't do that, then it's the loony bin. Or you're insane, institutionalized. I've read about people, seen videos about people being institutionalized. Anyway, and I'm sitting here waiting for, or hoping they do what they say, Inspector General's office to call, because people looking right at you, people be lying, looking right at you, know that you know they're lying and not even, they'll wink and smile at you. And the DHS, Department of Health and Human Services, has done a number on me, including when I turned that foster home in. For not just spitting in my face, punching next to me, just horrible stuff. But the lady who's almost 90. I shouldn't say her name because it, but no fault. She does have a niece that comes in now and then. But to find out that place is still open, and that chick I called at DHS, who had fired already for sharing information regarding the sexual assault, the diabolical, she was supposed to be fired then. She still was, somehow on those stupid pills at the hospital. I remember thanking her, and then I let her go again after this. She said I wasn't abused, and that I was evicted. So I let her go again. 2 days later, I'm talking to is it Marcy Turner I was talking to? I believe it was Marcy Turner. It wasn't Christy Shipman. Or the other Christy. It was Marcy Turner. Who said, no, she's your casegiver. She goes, I said, no, once again, she's not. She goes back, starts reading. I said, I don't care what the human input is there. In other words, someone typed in or wrote in. I let her go. She then goes, well, the reading here, there's no reason why, she would be let go. she's a nice lady, does her job. It wasn't the worst phone call. Way worse I've had dealing ever since this assault. You can fire anybody you want. People, this is it. Okay, and then we got the doctor down there in the same town that the covert malignant screwed my life up, Mr. DHS, SEIU, Forex, Pillar of Society, on and on, Wolf in Sheep's Clothing, aka, I just lost my train of thought because I heard footsteps again. Yeah. Yeah, so when I left the little facility up there, which is like maybe 3-4 blocks over, which they had written all kinds of lies, and I thank God for a lady up here that works for the author of the letter fact. And the psychiatrist, whichever one can prescribe medicine, who let me know that this stuff was wrote about me, just in the time period of being at Abamir. Well, that's the name of the facility. There was incredible stuff written. And so I always go back to my malignant narcissist, because access to computers, but this was wrote, handwritten. But then I'm digging, and another lady named Zena helped me, and a Jamie helped me. I call our local hospital. You can't get your medical records, but she said how to get to find out who diagnosed this major depressive disorder September 17th, just the other day, 2021. Because the very nice psychiatrist who shared with me that that's in there said, "You don't have this." And that's how I found out. I said, "What?" She said, "MDD." And I went, "Oh, Lord, no." I pray for people like that. Anyway, so hopefully I'll get that taken. You can't just find out. You have to go through a paperwork. Then this letter says that I'm homicidal, suicidal, drug user, homeless, came from my personal rig. Guess what else? Oh, all these medicine on, all these diagnoses, physical, such as epilepsy, some other kind of epilepsy, heart disease, stuff I'd never heard of. Not one thing that I know of, except for it's a chronic pain, but that's been decades. Okay, then we go down here, that doctor, lady, osteopath down in the town the psycho's from, who I met once. And then fired when I was out of here. Wrote this. Unmanaged bipolar. Refuses treatment. Gone through several doctors. That's never happened. And she, like I said, met me once. COVID or not. She was my doctor before COVID. But incredible. And impossible. So I called her, I didn't get any reply, but hey, hold on. Anyway, that was my friend's father right there. I thought I heard steps. Anyway, so that I didn't get a deal with, but it's in there. Then in the middle, the author, who's a lady who, she's in my room writing this picture, this ad avenue picture, writing something. I don't really care why, but she says, borderline personality disorder, blah, 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 drug use, pills, opioids, cannabis, weed, that I can't sit still. And there it says, ramming people with my wheelchair, harassing staff, homicidal, I think that was it, anyway. Oh yeah, and lived in my personal vehicle. None of it's true, but anyway, the lady that, the boss of the late author, who was in my room for a few minutes, asked me a question. I talked to her probably 3 times now, and she thanked me. She shared with me about kind of the shenanigans going on. So I go to the Avamir, not the administrator, but I go to another lady. And they say, "Hey, could I discuss this with you?" "Sure," she says. I said, "This says I'm ramming my wheelchair and harassing staff. Can I speak to them and apologize? Because if you remember, I had 5 eye surgeries and then the glaucoma and the depth perception issue. Because I'd like to apologize, because I would never ram a wheelchair anybody. That's some lameness. That's just so silly." She goes, "Sure," or "Yes." Then she goes, "No, it's their perception." I said, "Oh, can you change it to perception then? Because it's stated as fact." But long story short, it was one person who didn't work there anymore. She did change that sentence. I haven't checked to make sure she's telling the truth. The other one was continuing to smoke weed and cigarettes in my room. Not true. I smoked lit weed up once when I woke up from a dream, opened the door, and suddenly there was 2 nurses at my door, 2 CNAs or something. And then smoking cigarettes. That's not true. They never caught me smoking cigarettes once. Did I smoke cigarettes in the room? Yes, I did. And I should have after I read that too, by the way, but... So continuing, that's a lie, because it quit. And then this opioid thing, which I had quit taking, because the doctor down in Psychoville, where the psycho lives, threatened to keep my pain pills, because I wanted her to call me and she wouldn't call me. Long story short, I should keep, this is way back in October, I think, because my last one, Like, it was October 16th, I believe. Last pill was, November 16th, I took my last opioid. Anyway, this lady I'm talking to, she's, like, arguing with me about this one, because it's medical records. I said, well, you need to go look again, or we need to talk to somebody, because I don't care, I haven't been on them for, what was it, let's say for sure, 9 days. So she checks, time goes by, here comes whatever her title is. I know she likes to store Macy's. Her name's Bobby. She comes to my room with this piece of paper stating other ways to take care of pain, because I've been off tables, as I said, at least 9 days, maybe more. So that one, whether it was restated in that letter or not, I don't know. So they have, so the 10th of December, I think I'm being discharged. Good lady up there, the boss, the supervisor, that author who wrote all that stuff, gave me a heads up about something. So I went to this lady at Avamere 4 times and then talked to her about it 5 times in the parking lot, December 10th, when I'm being discharged. I asked, because the lady tells me Avamere's evicting me. Keep in mind the fake foster home eviction, because they didn't call her. Okay, anyway, they come out in the parking lot with my stuff, and I said, I'm being discharged, yeah. I said, tell me what doctor discharged me. They name the lady that lives in the same town as the covert narcissist, malignant one. I said, she wasn't my doctor. Either way, I wanted out there, but the ombudsman, like an advocate, said, you have till April, but I don't blame you for wanting to get out of there. They keep us busy. I read in a letter from the Orthopedic Association where I went, the really nice man that's a PA there says continuous care till April. And then that Avamere in that letter, which didn't get changed because I had to be out of there, they carried my stuff off Friday, that got there, I came from my homeless drug using, what, risk taking, by the way, I forgot to say risk taking, came from my personal vehicle. They gave me 3 days, and this all came up like 30 days prior to them. So November 10th, they come in, discharge papers, because I can get myself out of bed, I'm independent. They're just feeding me and giving me my medicine. So no skill needed. So I understand that. I signed papers. And I was told discharge. And like I just said, 5 times I asked that lady about discharge. And then I find out the damn leaving that doctor, that's not my doctor, discharged me, not the orthopedic surgeon who did this. But the lady, a nice lady named Jamie who helped me, said, no, trust me, keep going back there. It says there's something about eviction. Then I get out Friday, my friends, I'm in there Tahoe riding with them. We call that lady Kim Reeves, who I fired twice, but I first once before this new incident. I called her regarding that foster home which I had to stay, I don't know how many days after reporting it, after being spit on. My life threatened. He said he'd kill me if I reported it. I call her. She knows I'm bawling. And as I'm telling her stuff, she goes, I have to call. And me being trauma bonded, said, oh, no, don't. No, I have to. So she does. The abuser's mom comes, tells me she does. My daughter comes home from summer. And in the Tahoe on speaker, she says, no, you got evicted for smoking. And I'm like starting to argue. My friend takes the phone. She goes, no, she was abused. This lady goes, well, that's how far she got the word well out. And my friend cut her off. I know for a fact she was. But, and thank God these guys let me stay here. Because anyway, Avamere gave me 3 days at the Red Line. I thought, oh, that's nice. Then later, I read in there, well, they think I'm covered. I was living in my truck. So, I just think they try to pull one on, and I thank God for truth tellers out there. I'm just telling you what happened. But my good friend here has let me stay here since I had to leave the Red Line. And there's some good people working for Oregon Health Plan, which I asked the other day. They're not DHS, I guess, but there's not a lot of housing around here. And the whole point of this is she's dealing with her dad is 85. He's a narcissist. And she was suicidal and had a nervous breakdown, and she goes to 2 different therapists. She drives out of town way up. I'm just so happy for her, and I'm glad she... because I didn't see her during that isolation shit, trying to learn about this stuff and get better. Yeah, she was, and he is. And her whole family are doing better because they learned about this thing that I didn't know any about, the narcissist shit. Pardon my language, you guys. I love y'all, and I'm telling you that crooked narcissists, they will screw your whole life up, because it's 3 years now. I'm not revengeful, hateful, but a lot of I was dark and everything. A lot of stuff's happened. It's real. And I'm here to tell you, I should have known it, but that I'm nothing special. But I remember thinking, no way, about everything, no flying, nothing. Nothing's gonna happen. Oh, yeah, it's still happening. That's just a nightmare. And I want to talking about it. Can't wait. But truth matters, people, right? Peace, Merry Christmas coming up. I don't even know if I'll put this out there, but it's, you know, for posterity. Just in case, because there's be lions, liars. I mean, liars be lying, looking right at you, lying. And wink at you. Oh my God. And her dad opened the door just a minute ago. Aggravating, but I'm not letting myself get angry. Love y'all, peace. Love yourselves, love each other. And if you see the narcissist, walk on by. Because they're lying, lurking, waiting to pounce and screw your life up. Stay, look up. Gray rock, all the vocabulary, which is my friend's like blown away by. Love ya. Peace, y'all. Merry Christmas coming up. Jesus is the season. Jesus is the reason for the season. Peace. Hey, heroes, I forgot to say, it's so nice to see my friend's family, from her husband, my good friend, down to little grandbabies, coping. I guess he's been in here a little over 5 years, coping. And I've known him, didn't know him. He lived way up north, like Seattle, but they're coping. Even though they don't use the same vocabulary that's on the, you know, regarding, like she did Gray Rock yesterday. It's just beautiful to see, because he's kind of like around less. It still tugs on him because he'll say, you know, that passive aggressive stuff. But just want to share that with you. And Godspeed. Love you all. Peace.